I was noticing today, between our first reading and then the gospel, that the word mountain is mentioned four separate times. And so I was like, well, the Lord is obviously telling me to tell a mountain story today. So it's a very brief story, I should say, really, to get to the point. But one time I was climbing Mount Rainier, or attempting to climb Mount Rainier. Would you believe that I've tried to climb Mount Rainier three different times unsuccessfully, which is a lesson in and of itself, which is one of the reasons I actually like climbing mountains in the first place, because you don't always get what you want. And that's an important lesson in our life. But I was with my friend Alex, who was once a seminarian, and he had discerned out, and then he's been working for Catholic Relief Services now for what might even be going, well, I guess it was about 3 years or so. And we were up on the mountain, and we were both in terrible shape at the time, like not really, like didn't even belong on the mountain because we were in awful shape. But we were going up the mountain, and we made it up to the first camp, to Camp, you know, Muir, and then slept, you know, I don't know, cooked and slept for maybe, I don't know, 4 hours if we were lucky, and then started up. You start up in the middle of the night. So we started up in the middle of the night, and amazingly, I felt awful when we got there, but shockingly, within that four-hour time, I felt okay. But Alex still felt kind of terrible the whole entire time, so we labored our way up the mountain, and probably 2 or 3 hours in, I just kind of kept looking over my shoulder. I was in the lead, and he just was just slumped over, just like he, you know, heaving breaths, and I could just tell he wasn't doing well. And in that moment, one of these times, we kind of stopped to rest, and it was dark, and I turned out, and I looked, and it was one of those amazing, it was completely still, completely clear, and you could see all of these stars. And then I'm looking at Alex, you know, just with these heaving breaths, and I was just like, we have to turn around. And at that moment, I thought, I was like, perfect weather, perfect opportunity. I actually feel good enough to do it this time. And then I realized we were going to have to turn around. So I thought of, in the Psalms, there's one of the Psalms that says, you know, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. And as I stood there on one of our biggest mountains in the Northwest, I just thought, I was like, well, that's that. You know, we have to turn around. That was the thing to do, the right thing to do for Alex and for the safety of both of us. And so we turned around, and then attempt number three, you know, done. Still haven't climbed that mountain yet. And I thought about today in our gospel, the feeding of the multitudes, the importance during Advent is sometimes we need to empty ourselves out in order to be filled up with the right thing. And there's moments that we think that our cup is going to be filled in some way, shape, our form. And for many years, I put so much of my time and effort into climbing and different things. And like I said, it was even my career before. But I'd realized that I was going to have to let go of that a lot. And even the times I've gotten to climb things since, even in moments like this, it's always this reminder of how fragile all of these things really are. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of heaven and earth. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Sometimes in our prayer, we ask the Lord to move mountains, but then sometimes we need to remind ourselves, it's like, Lord, I need you to put a mountain in my way to save me from myself. So sometimes he moves these obstacles out of our way, and sometimes he puts them in our way to keep us from something that we shouldn't be doing. And when I finally kind of moved on, discerned seminary, went to seminary, oh my gosh, now every day of my life, I'm fed with the Eucharist. That's a gigantic blessing. Even when I'm on these mountain trips, because I'm a priest, I can still have the Eucharist. It's the feeding of the multitude that the Lord gives to all these people. It's just enormous. It's gigantic. It really is the biggest thing in our life. And I mentioned on Sunday that in these great transitions of our salvation history, you know, the Word comes to Moses. He knows God in the Word. And then, as we wait, the Lord will come in the flesh as a human being on earth. And then that other great transition is on that road to Emmaus, when the disciples see him in the breaking of the bread. The way that we will know him until he comes again is in the Eucharist. So that miracle, having so many people, being a multitude of people, being gigantic like that, it's a huge, huge thing. And for those that we remember that, the Bread of Life discourse in John 6, one important thing that we remember there is that some people who followed him left him when he told them that they would have to feed on his body and blood. And so for some people, these obstacles are too big in their mind and they can't get over it. Well, it's part of our responsibility, those of us who feed on the bread of life, the body and blood of Christ, to pray for people to have those mountainous obstacles in their life removed, to have the veil lifted so that they can see Christ in the Eucharist, just as those disciples on the road to Emmaus saw Christ in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. To be fed like this, like I said, it's such a giant blessing in my life and obviously in your life, because you come here every day, most of you, every day that you can. And so we need to continue to preach the Eucharist, the real body, blood, and soul and divinity of Christ. Not a symbol, but the way that he can give us himself fully was through bread and wine, through something that was familiar to us first, transformed into his very self. And remember, that shouldn't be any great miracle for God, the one who created everything, the one who created the mountains and the earth and all of our existence, ourselves. Why is it such a stretch that he can make his very body, blood, soul, and divinity in that other material? The one who created matter itself. This is an easy miracle for him. And we need to continue to remind those that don't believe that they should believe. God bless you all today.